Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Probably one of the most talked about family dramas in the celebrity world, this rumoured feud between Victoria and David Beckham and their son Brooklyn and his wife, their daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz. Everything from wedding tensions to social media shade. Is there any truth to the rumours? Founder of Goss.ie, Alexandra Ryan, is with me on the show today. What do we know that's true, Alex?
What do we know that's true? Oh, there's so much. Like, believe it or not, this has actually been going on since 2022. You might remember when Brooklyn and Nicola got married, there was so much coverage in the press because three or four wedding planners had been fired and there was loads of drama going around. But little did we know, one of the biggest dramas from the wedding was going to be that Nicola basically didn't wear a Victoria Beckham design.
Who's
that
a was huge always the plan. Brand designer.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah, it was massive. And it was planned the whole time. There was lots of reports on it. In the end, she chose a custom Valentino gown. And at the time, basically it was said that Victoria's designers couldn't get the dress ready on time. So there was a lot of rumours around the time about that. But they actually came out around the wedding, a little bit after the wedding, both Nicola and Brooklyn. And they said, no, everything's fine. That was just a bit of confusion. The dress just didn't work out. But like, everything is great. And everyone loved each other. All good. But then a few months later, more reports started leaking that Victoria didn't get to plan any of the wedding. And she wasn't happy with that. And there was all these issues. Then jump to 2024. This is the first birthday that was missed. Nicola missed Victoria Beckham's 50th, which was a massive party.
Looked
as well.
Like
that was as big as David's now.
The best party in the world as well, yeah, all the Spice Girls.
Victoria's was amazing. Yeah, all the Spice Girls performing, Tom Cruise, Eva Longoria, the biggest names. But at the time, Nicola put up an Instagram saying she was with her grandmother. So, you know, can't give out for that. But now this has been the big drama recently. So just a couple of weeks ago, everyone on earth has seen David Beckham's 50th. I think he went to six different countries for his 50th. He had the most amazing celebrations, different styles, different themes. And Brooklyn and Nicola were at none of them.
So they didn't show up to Brooklyn, one part of their father's 50th.
One of the 1,000 luxury 50s, but Nicola comes from like a billionaire background, so they're living the life over in LA. But when Victoria's party was missed, it was just Nicola who didn't go. This is a bit more serious now because Brooklyn didn't come, and there's reports now that he wanted to see his dad on his own, and he said, no, I want you to come to the birthday. They didn't make any of it. So I think it's pretty hard now for them all to say there's nothing going on.
No. Founder of Society PR, Avila Lipset, is with us as well, Ali. Like, that's the thing. She's right, isn't she, Avila? The fact this feud definitely seems to be grown legs.
Yeah, and Ali summarised it really well there. It's kind of been dragging on now for a couple of years, and its tensions are simmering. But they also say that Romeo's girlfriend, who's Brooklyn's brother, at one time they both dated the same woman, a lady called Kim Turnbull. And that has also caused tensions in the family. So Brooklyn doesn't want to kind of be in the same room as Kim, who was also at David's various birthday celebrations. So that's another cause of tension. And I think when there's so many people in the mix, you know, with big families, there's always going to be fallouts and feuds and huffs. And I think it's because there's literally 10 people involved. And, you know, Brooklyn and his wife, Nicola, live in LA. So, you know, things can be misconstrued over text as well. Media rumours, all of that.
Sure, it's all over the tabloids. I was listening to a podcast about it 2 days ago. Like, unless you're head in the sand, if you're on social media in any form or way at all, you cannot avoid these speculative rumours that have been surrounding the Beckhams, and particularly, as Ali said, around David's 50th birthday over the past couple of weeks. Like, you're in the PR world, Avila. Is there any damage to Bran Beckham over this?
I think people will relate to it more, actually, and go, you know, we're just like them. We fall out. Big families fall in and out. You know, I think people will empathise with them more now because, you know, mothers go through so much and people are kind of taking pity on Victoria, who's apparently trying to mend the feud, and she's devastated. So, you know, it makes her look more human, and it makes David look more human too. Like, I mean, I think he looks like an amazing father. He's always been there for those kids. He seemed genuinely upset about the fallout. And, you know, I think people will relate to that and back to the Beckhams a bit more. And support them and kind of maybe it makes Nicola and Brooklyn look worse because they seem to be the ones distancing themselves and not seeming to make an effort to mend the feud.
You know, it's funny, Alexandra. I can't imagine if you were marrying in to the Beckham family and like Nicola Peltz is a billionaire heir herself, you know, in LA. So she's used to the kind of high flying celebrity lifestyle. But for any bride, it must be difficult if your mother's a huge fashion designer with the name of Victoria Beckham. You wouldn't want to have a gun put to your head to say you have to go with one of her dresses.
No, definitely not that. But how do you ditch a party that Tom Cruise and Eva Longoria are at? Like, no matter what it's doing anywhere. But it's so funny, like you're mentioning there, there's probably, Avila was saying, there's probably so many messages and texts. I would give anything to see those text messages because there isn't so much. But as you were mentioning there, exactly what Avila was saying, people are kind of siding with the Beckhams. It's very similar to what kind of happened with Harry and Meghan. And shock horror, Harry and Meghan were with Nicola and Brooklyn this week. And that was in the news that basically they are all kind of have met up for this private dinner and they feel that they've also been put in the same position. And you might remember that the two Beckhams, David and Victoria, went to Harry and Meghan's wedding and Victoria really helped Meghan get into UK society even before she properly met Harry. She'd been a help to her. And then Meghan and Harry apparently accused Victoria of leaking some stories to the press about them. So they had a massive fallout. They haven't seen them since. And as soon as this happened, they called them over for dinner in their big mansion in Montecito. So apparently they're very much like, oh, poor us. We also don't like our in-laws. So it's such a similar story. Like, oh, our in-laws are so annoying with all their money and all their lavish parties and their amazing lifestyle. Life is so hard. So it's hard to feel bad for them, you know?
No, exactly. And there probably is a little bit of glee, you know, secretly, Avila, for people listening to this today thinking, you know, geez, we've the same kind of feud in our house. It's great to see that everything isn't just picture perfect for the Beckhams.
Exactly. Like there is a little bit of that as well involved, and you know, people can relate, which is kind of makes Victoria and David look good. And you know, these privileged spoiled brats are the ones that look bad, you know, the young ones that have been born with the silver spoon in their mouths that can't get over themselves basically and you know, show up to their dad's 50th. So this could easily be fixed by having a round table, but I mean, Brooklyn and Nicola do live in LA, and I believe Victoria and David are in New York at the moment, so who knows, they could be flying in for crisis talk.
Who knows? Yeah, I follow both of them actually on Instagram, and I have to say they're very much my guilty pleasure, the two of them, following their day-to-day. Their day-to-day meetings and nonsense that they talk about. Have they commented publicly at all, Ali?
No, not on this version of the feud. Now, there has been a few comments from the kids, so when Avila was talking about there's rumours that Romeo's girlfriend also dated Brooklyn, so someone had put that up and Romeo commented on it saying that's not true, that never happened. So there's been a lot of leaks to the media, which, you know, do come from both sides normally in most circumstances, just basically saying that Kim has been made a scapegoat. And then there was a story in the Daily Mail last week basically that Victoria has been very open with her group of friends that she does not like Nicola and Nicola is the problem. So we're getting a lot of like quotes and sources and all that sort of thing, which is, it does come, as someone who owns an entertainment website, I'll tell you, it does come from the people involved. So there's little sly things here and there. I'd be interested to see what pops up on Instagram the next couple of weeks. Will we see a picture of Brooklyn and David out for a game of golf or something? I feel like something will go up because the brand Beckham is important, you know, and they
big
need
time
to make it look like they're good.
They've made, you know, huge efforts with brand Beckham. The Netflix documentary did them wonders in the past year as well. They are just money making machines, the two of them. Founder of Goss.ie, Alexandra Ryan, and also founder of Society PR, Avila Lipset. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.